and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit on a day where we go out on a photo shoot, actually a video shoot later on today.
Yay.
So here I am today, and like the good thing about this video shoot is it's like a hunting deal.
Yes.
For the Duck Classic. So I feel like, oh, dude, I get to dress like me.
Well, and I'm wearing what I would normally wear, too, but I do have a camo shirt on.
I didn't notice it.
Hang on.
Oh, slight camo.
Yeah. Okay.
What about your pants?
It's just black pants and some boots.
All right. So I got to wear my favorite ratty jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And my, what'd you call this? It's not really camo, but it's
Hunter Green.
Hunter Green jersey shirt thing. Not a jersey. It makes it seem like I'm wearing like a baseball jersey.
Right.
And I'm not.
Just long sleeve.
Yeah. I feel good today.
Yeah. Good.
Put my boots on and I'm set.
You do look a little shiny.
Okay, that'll probably go away as the day goes on. Why'd you have to bring that up?
Well, you, in a good way, like mm-hmm. you shine.
A glow.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, describe the glow.
It's very bronzy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes people happy to see you glowing.
Well, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the season of glowing Christmas ornaments and glowing me.
Yeah.
Well, like I put the bronzer on this morning because I forgot it last night and I looked at myself in the lights. And let me give you a heads up on something that you can look forward to today that you might not have experienced. Like when we shoot photos and videos and stuff in here, it's like standard def, right? We go out to the television station to shoot stuff. Guess what they're shooting in?
In HD.
HD with super bright lights.
Wonderful.
So that thing that you've...
That's what every girl wishes for.
That thing you've started to grow, I don't know if that's a fern or something.
A plant. It looks like a wound.
It does.
You see it? I put on so much makeup today.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, it doesn't go with, like, the contours different. It's like when you felt of a globe and you would feel, like, the mountains on the globe.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like I could feel
the
mountain.
Oh, wonderful. There's a mountain in between my eyes.
Well, essentially.
Yes.
And what is the logic of that?
It's kind of a BB wound.
Yeah.
That's what looks like.
Yeah, it does. So there you go. In the season of A Christmas Story, she has a BB wound in between her eyes. And we go do a photo shoot and video shoot later today. Yes!
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got your gossip.
So if you think that Kim Kardashian has the appearance of possibly being a diva, it looks like baby sis might be possibly even more of a diva. Now we know that Kylie Jenner makes more money than the rest of the family now, which is crazy to me. Because when you first saw her on that show, you're like, she's just the little baby sister.
Mm-hmm.
So the stories are out that, you know, Travis Scott's going on tour. He is the baby daddy of baby Stormy. And they're saying that when they go out on tour and they go into these big venues, that the baby gets her own dressing room. Like it's her own playroom and dressing room and her own space. And I'm thinking, like, when I go to dressing rooms, I don't even get my own room.
Right.
Right? But Stormy gets her own.
Wow.
That's a pretty big story. And they also say when they go to hotels that Kylie always has to get two rooms. One for the family and the rest for hair, makeup, wardrobe, and all of that. So think about how she rolls, and that's her normal life. That's pretty crazy. And that's Kylie Jenner.
Gotcha what seems like your gossip for a daily gossip for Ariana Grande. She didn't end up making it down the aisle with Pete Davidson, but she's getting her bridal moment with the help from her new video that's coming out, Thank You Next. Now, people are talking about this. People have been talking about this a long time. She posted a behind-the-scenes teaser last night of the music video yesterday, and it shows her in a wedding dress while her real-life best friends are acting as the bridesmaids. And the video is set to premiere today, and it's going to feature fan favorite moments from Bring It On, from movies like Mean Girls 2. Yeah. So it's going to be really good. A source says Ariana's doing really well, and she's happy about the success about Thank You Next and couldn't be more excited for that video to come out.
If you want to check out the teaser, it's up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com. And also gossip this weekend that Nick Jonas is about to tie the knot. Ooh. So the rumor is his wedding is happening on Sunday. And I would try to say her name, but I'm afraid I would mess it up. You want to try it?
No, I can't say it.
Is it Priyanka?
That sounds good.
Is that how you would say it?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Priyanka.
If you ever meet her, make sure you pronounce it like that.
I can't roll my R's. Can you roll your R's?
No, I can't.
Priyanka.
I can't do it.
Wonder if she has a rolled R.
Maybe.
Does it sound like a name that have a rolled R? Priyanka Chopra. Chopra. Chopra.
No.
Chopra. Priyanka Chopra.
Yes.
Anyway, Nick Jonas looks to be getting married coming up on Sunday. Family is already making that trip over. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, We got you, gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, here's the deal. WWE tickets go on sale later on this morning at 10 o'clock. We're talking about First National Bank Arena. We're talking the superstars from Monday Night Raw. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman, Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss. They're all going to be here on February 22nd. Tickets on sale at 10. We have fifth row tickets up for grabs on our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/KFIN1079, you're going to see a post and you're going to see the face of Seth Rollins. That's the one you like and share. Like and share that, and we'll give those tickets away this morning. They're fifth row floor seats, by the way.
Somebody's going to have a great weekend.
And again, they don't go on sale until 10, so you can win before they go on sale. Also, this morning, sometime before we get to 9 o'clock this morning, we have front row floor seats to WWE. So that's a huge deal. And the reason that's big is because in all of my years of being a wrestling fan, I have never had front row tickets for WWE.
Really?
Ever.
Wow.
And we're giving those away this morning before they go on sale. Be listening for your chance to win.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's 6:44 in K-Fine Country, and it's Kelly's chance to be funny.
Good luck to me.
Go ahead and apologize right now.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, 40-year-old Travis got a DUI after he rear-ended another car at a stoplight in Florida.
Oh.
Well, when police asked how it happened, he couldn't remember. And then Travis refused a breathalyzer test. He failed several sobriety tests. And when they asked for his license, he handed them a hotel room key.
He must be a fan of Old Dominion.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They eventually put him in the back of a cop car. Well, on his way to jail, he forgot he had been arrested. And he thought the cop car was an Uber driver.
Shut up.
And he asked if he could go straight to bed when he got to his hotel. Well, it turns out that Travis had a pretty long list of things he was in trouble for. And this was his fifth arrest in less than a year.
Oh.
So he was charged for drunk driving, causing damage to someone else's property while driving under the influence. But this incident reminds me of another story I heard about a police officer pulling over a guy driving a U-Haul. Why do you think the officer pulled over the U-Haul, Brandon?
I'm not sure, Kelly. Why did the officer pull over the U-Haul?
He wanted to bust a move. Get it? U-Haul, you're moving.
I hope I'm moving soon.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Love old school Taylor stuff like that. Let's play some more.
I know.
Play the whole first album. It was so cool when we got the chance to meet her. Have I showed you my letter from Taylor Swift?
Several times.
Do you know I still have it in my bag?
You just showed it to me yesterday.
I did not. I'm not. Okay, I'm proud of it.
Look, I have it right here.
But it is cool. She hand wrote it. Are you really getting it out?
No, I really have it somewhere in here.
You keep it with you, like, you keep it on you every day?
Well, I don't intend
to. Oh, hey, here's this letter that my friend Taylor wrote.
You mean to post it on my Instagram story?
Sure.
For people who haven't seen it?
For the people that haven't seen it.
Yeah, here it is.
Because it was personalized. That's really
cool.
Look,
Brandon Baxter, and who's it from? Taylor Swift.
Wow.
And look at it. Handwritten by Taylor Swift herself.
Does it have teardrops on it? Or
does it have teardrops? I don't know if I can smell anything either. Can you see here? Are your fingers clean?
Well, yes.
Are your fingers grimy?
No, I'm not David.
Are they still dirty?
No.
Okay.
Still dirty.
Well, sometimes you look dirty.
Brandon, let's see. Oh, wow.
Sniff
and
it.
It's in her.
It's her handwriting. She hand wrote the whole note.
Wow.
You can read it if you want to. Just don't read the part about how she loves me.
You're so dumb.
Does she say I love you at the end?
I didn't see that part.
She does. Look at that. Love.
It just says love. It doesn't say I love you.
She wrote, I love you.
A difference.
She wrote, I love, and then drew
a
little thing to my face.
Oh.
On my shirt.
Oh.
I love and an arrow.
That's not true.
It is true. Bet me money.
No.
Bet me lunch. How about just lunch?
Okay.
You'll buy me lunch if I have that picture.
She did what now?
No, just see. Stop doing that.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Yes, we are K fine. Will you buy me lunch, though?
Sure.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Going to the phone lines, 870-935-KFINE. People are excited this morning. Chance to win some cool stuff later on this morning. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Puddin.
Well, hey, Puddin, what are you doing?
I was listening to y'all this morning.
We've missed you.
Y'all's my best friend.
Well, we've missed you.
Did you say we're your best friends?
Yes. Yes, y'all are.
Now, Puddin, does that have anything to do with the fact that WWE is coming?
Yes, y'all would be my bestest friend if I could get like just 5 tickets.
Oh, just 5?
Yes.
So, Puddin', tell me about your recent WWE experience, because if I'm not mistaken, I saw you on the big screen at the last WWE event.
Yes. We got over there. We was over there by the ramp where they come out at, and that's the best seat to get at. I don't care. That's the best seats right there, because you get to shake their hand, and they come over and hug you. My brother even got a picture of him and Jeff Hardy together.
Dang. Hey, I wonder if I was over there, if maybe Sasha Banks would hug me.
Yes, she would.
I know Bailey's the hugger, but I'd like to hug Sasha Banks.
My brother likes Bailey. And he thinks Sasha Banks is cute.
Hey, didn't you get something special from Becky Lynch?
Yeah, I got her. She put her goggles on my head.
Did you get to keep them?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Puddin', take a picture this morning of you and those Becky Lynch goggles and post that on Facebook.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's a really cool memento to have.
And I don't know if you know this, Kelly, but Becky Lynch has become probably like the most popular female in the last like 6 weeks. People have really gone crazy for her. And now Puddin' has her memorabilia, her actual gear at her house in Pocahontas.
That's awesome, Puddin'.
Yes, I do.
Puddin', you should try to sell that.
On eBay.
I didn't sell that.
Why wouldn't you try to sell that?
Because they're my keepsake.
But what if you could make, I don't know, $200 with them?
I don't know.
What if you could make $500?
No.
How about...
$500 would probably work.
See, I knew it. There's a price right there. As the Million Dollar Man used to say, everybody has a price. And it's $500 for Puddin'.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait for it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Friday, November the 30th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Jessica Sykes, who celebrates William Blanchard of Jonesboro, Christopher Cooper of Bono, Kelly Hardy from Jonesboro, Jill McDaniel from Wynn has a birthday, so does Shirley Brown, also from Wynn. Where's my voice going? Abby Tippett is 13 years old today. Mason Turner of Caraway turns 11. Jordan Reddick turns 23. Celebrating tomorrow, Aaron Odom of Jonesboro, Larry Johnson from Paragould, Ray Aiken of Truman, Tasha Russell of Jonesboro, Tierney Gaithright coming up on Saturday, and Cadence Williamson of Blyville turns 10. Happy birthday and love from Mom and Tim. And celebrating on Sunday, Lexi Holcomb of Jonesboro, Shane Fox of Jonesboro, Charity Cook has a birthday. Rachel Barnes from Jonesboro celebrates on Sunday. Happy birthday to Rachel. And Carson Calhoun of Paragould turns 13 on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Today, another one of your favorites, Brandon. Kaylee Cuoco is 33. That's Penny on The Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
Chrissy Teigen is 33 today. Of course, that's John Legend's wife.
And I became more of a fan of hers after I watched their holiday special, like A Legendary Christmas. Mm-hmm. She's really funny.
Yeah.
So, and they're cool together. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, Chrissy Teigen.
Clay Aiken is 40 today.
One of my favorite singers of all time is Clay Aiken. He was on American Idol.
Yes. Reuben Studdard is the one that beat him.
Actually, when you call my phone, one of the songs it rings, depending on who's calling, is this one right here. Sometimes I feel invisible. Well, that's kind of weird.
That is a little weird.
Did he win or did he not win American?
He got runner-up to Reuben Studdard.
That's right. All right, so Clay Aiken has a birthday coming up today.
Ben Stiller, one of my favorite actors, is 53 today. For tomorrow, December 1st, Zoe Kravitz is 30. That is Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yeah.
And her mom is Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show.
Come on, man.
Sarah Silverman is 48. Bette Midler is 73 today.
Tomorrow. Let's celebrate Bette.
Yes.
You want to? We were talking about ringtones a minute ago. When I call Kelly, this is what her phone plays.
It's 100% true.
You know, I'm very heroic.
I know, you are.
So it's, I get it. Bette Midler has a birthday coming up tomorrow.
And for Sunday, December 2nd, we have Aaron Rodgers, who is 35. Of course, the Green Bay Packers quarterback. Jana Kramer.
Holy goodness!
Just had a baby yesterday, and her birthday is going to be on Sunday. She's going to be 35.
Come on now.
I got the first kiss, she'll get the last.
If there's been a recurring theme of this show for the last 3.5 years, it's the fact that I like Jana Kramer a little bit.
A little bit.
So her birthday's on Sunday. This could be the best birthday day of all time, because not only is it Jana Kramer's birthday on Sunday,
but it's also Britney Spears.
Oh my goodness.
She is 37 on Sunday.
What an awesome birthday day. I mean, really. I'm not sure that there is a more attractive birthday.
Did you tell me that your wife was going to bake a cake on Sunday and y'all were going to celebrate these two birthdays?
Uh-huh. There's no more attractive birthday than that birthday and my wife's birthday is what I meant to say. Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Abby Tippett, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine. One more time for Brittany. Do it.
It already happened.
Kelly's part.
Whatever.
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That's a compliment, right? Like you're a take back home girl? Like,
oh, yeah,
you're the girl I
would
assume. I can take back home?
Yeah, the marriage material.
I like that song.
Yeah.
All right, so WWE tickets coming up this morning before 8:30, front row floor seats. If you want those, we have those. We also talked this morning about how Taylor Swift has written me a letter, a personally signed letter. Okay, it was a number of years ago. But I have it in my bag, and if you haven't, like, you don't believe me, it's on my Instagram story.
I just still have a weird feeling about you having it on you.
Well,
it's weird.
It's safe if it's with me.
Oh, my.
So, Brandon, on KFIN, if you want to see this handwritten letter from Taylor Swift. Also, I'm trying to find the picture where Taylor wrote, "She loved me," on my shirt. Because Kelly said she'd buy me lunch today if I can find
it.
You
still hadn't found it either, have you?
I'm going to work on that. Mm-hmm. Coming up, a country star popped the question in one of the most beautiful places on earth, and he's officially off the market. We'll tell you about that. Plus, my favorite country female has welcomed baby number 2. An update from inside the hospital coming up. Country music news is on the way in about 7 minutes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, ladies, if you have a crush on Luke Combs, if you love Luke Combs, unfortunately, he's no longer available.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving thunder.
Posted the announcement on social media yesterday that he popped the question to his longtime girlfriend, Nicole, and she said yes. And the photo shows off this beautiful sunset scene, like in Hawaii, but apparently the actual proposal took place a little while back. But Luke said, quote, "This is a way better place to take pictures than the kitchen." So I thought that was kind of funny. The wedding date will probably be later than sooner since he's going to be touring next year. But to see the Luke's engagement picture, head to the BBIton blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
So I'm kind of conflicted a little bit, and I hate to admit this, but like I'm happy and I'm sad, kind of, but it really shouldn't matter.
You're emotional.
I'm emotional today. Mm-hmm. I feel like my heart is on my sleeve.
And why is that?
Well, because Jana Kramer had a baby. Mm-hmm. It's baby number 2 for Jana Kramer and her husband, Mike. So I do think I should say congratulations to them.
Yes, of course.
So they have their baby girl, and now they have a baby boy. So welcome to the world, Jace Joseph Cawson, the new baby. And of course, Jana on her Instagram says, "The hearts are full. Thank you to the family and friends who helped," and all of that different stuff. It's a really cool photo. It brings back, for anybody who's had a child, it brings back the memories when you see those blankets and the baby swaddled in the blanket.
Yes.
It's like, I had a blanket just like that.
I know.
So congratulations to Jana Kramer, who welcomed baby number two yesterday. There's also a cool story out today on Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. They went to Australia, and they were spotted at a restaurant. And a lot of times you hear about these stars going out to these really lavish restaurants and spending thousands of dollars and leaving huge tips. Well, they were spotted at KFC.
That's awesome.
And I love that. They're sitting there on the same side of the booth. They're eating their KFC, probably some mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, some biscuits and honey, all that good stuff. And after that, guess where they went?
Where?
Kmart.
Really? They're just like us.
Now, they said the only thing different, they shopped Kmart like anybody else would. They said the only thing different was when it came time to wait in line, they didn't make them wait in line.
Yeah.
So I'm going to proposition all the stores around here to have a fast pass for me.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you do that, I'll be coming to your store.
Obnoxious.
Every day I'll come there. Well, not every day, but every once in a while.
Right.
So there you go. That's your country music news. And don't forget WWE front row tickets coming up this morning within the next hour.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Can I talk about the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant in the room?
Well, it relates to the fact that you're trying to overcover a blemish. And now it's more
obvious.
Oh,
you noticed. Well, maybe I need to shut the... I'm shutting the blinds.
Don't shut the... That doesn't make any sense.
There's too much light.
No, that doesn't make any freaking sense. Open the blinds.
It's highlighting my blemish.
No, it's not. The makeup's highlighting your blemish. It's like you've gone overboard. It's like it looks crusty, like it's going to flake off.
But, well, you're not going to see that on like the TV, right? Because we have to shoot a commercial. And I had to cover it
a little. The more you mess with it, the more it's going to stand out.
I'm not messing with it. I only messed with it this morning.
It looks like you messed with it for the last couple of days.
Great.
What are the chances before you go out, and like for families, I know not everybody goes out and does like a video shoot or a photo shoot like we're going to do. We're doing something for the Duck Classic, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody goes and has photos taken and everybody takes a picture. And at some point, you know, you're getting ready and it's a big day and you got your clothes picked out and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden the blemish shows up.
It does. It's like clockwork. It just happens.
Like it never fails. If I'm going to go do something for television, I'm going to develop a blemish. I thought about it in the middle of the night. I woke up to pee, right? And because that's just what I do.
Did you look in the mirror to see if any blemishes had been forming? You did.
I did.
You're such a blemish looker.
I wanted to make sure that I was good. Mm-hmm. And it was really odd because then Kelly sent this text early this morning, like, what am I going to do? I have a blemish and it's not in a spot that's easy to hide because
it's right in between my eyeballs.
It looks like she could be an alien.
With my third eye.
And we're going to have this photo shoot. It's going to be HD, right? Because we're going out to KIT to do this.
Great.
David's going to be out there with us. David, the barrel boy's going, so.
Maybe they have Snapchat filters.
Oh, yeah, for the
for
news.
For the camera.
They do that for the news a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of times I see Ryan Vaughn doing that for news or weather.
Dana he Davis. Has the little doggy ears.
Dana Davis does the midday news with doggy
That'd
ears.
Be fun, or, actually.
And her tongue out.
Right.
I don't really see it working like that. So here's what David's not thinking about, because we kind of have like our part set up, and David had this idea that he was going to be David, right, and be mm-hmm. a little bit Davidish,
goofy,
right? More like Elmer.
Oh, Elmer.
So David is not really thinking about the fact that when we're going to be out there to shoot this at the TV station, everybody's going to be there, like their whole staff. And David has this deal where he gets comfortable around people he's around, mm-hmm. but this is a different environment.
Yes.
This is people he's watched on TV for a lot of years, mm-hmm. right? And inside the TV station studio, I'm not sure he's ever even been there. And he's going to have to be acting like a buffoon.
A buffoon.
I wonder if he realizes that.
Let's hope he doesn't. That makes it more fun.
Like if he realizes they're all going to be watching him as he pops out of a barrel dressed like Elmer Fudd.
That's going to be the best part.
On the set of the news. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, it's later on today. We're going to see if Kelly can get that thing covered up. You like my boots?
You have on boots?
You like them? Or do I need to change into tennis shoes?
Wow.
Do you like them or not?
They look good. I guess they look huntery.
That's what I was going for, the best hunter look I have.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought a long-sleeve hunter green shirt.
It's better than your Vans.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I don't think that looks like a hunter.
No.
I don't think a hunter wears this, but mm-hmm. I do have my do-rag. Should I wear the do-rag or not?
I don't know. People are kind of used to your bald head these days.
You don't think the do-rag works? What if it, like, look? Maybe not hanging down in front of my nose.
Maybe. We'll see what they say.
We'll post that stuff on our social media later on today. David embarrassing himself in front of the entire television station. We'll make sure everybody gets to see
that. It's going to be a good day.
And sharing the joy. If you're on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, you can follow me, Brandon, on KFIN.
And Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, WWE fans, here's our heads up. And the phone just went crazy. Mm-hmm. Here's the heads up. Before 8:30, we have WWE tickets to give away. We're talking front row floor seats. If you've never been to a WWE event and sat on the front row, it's amazing.
And guys, we've got Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, Sasha Banks, Bobby Lashley, Bayley, Finn Balor.
They're all going to be there at First National Bank Arena. Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. We have tickets for you before they go on sale. And you did mention Sasha Banks. Puddin' told me this morning if I stood by the aisle, I'd get a hug from Sasha Banks.
You're going to be standing by the aisle, aren't you?
I'm going to go see if I can line up today. Does that work? WWE tickets coming up before 8:30 this morning. Front row, floor seats. Up for grabs and your chance to win right here with us on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a new feature coming to Instagram. And I'm going to give you the heads up on it. I'm not sure if I will use it, if I will like it. But the feature is what they call a close friends list. And I think some people have access to it now. For whatever reason, I can't get it on my phone. And I check the update. It's not there for me yet.
Me either.
But the idea behind the close friends list is, you know, some people make these different accounts, like they have their main public account, mm-hmm. and then some people make a private account. And the private account is where they can put like stuff that they don't want everybody to see,
yeah,
just the people they invite. That's kind of what I think the original Instagram idea was, but then I think we got, hey, I want to show this side of me here, and then to my real close friends, I want to show a different side.
You can pick and choose.
So the idea behind the close friends list is we can go into our Instagram settings. And it's going to have us pick who our close friends are, right? We can close friend Kelly, close friend David, close friend our general manager, whoever we want to put on the close friends list. And then whatever we send as a story, we can choose to send to everybody or just our close friends.
But other people can't see your list of who you pick as those close friends, right?
I don't know if they could see that or not. And that's what I would be worried about. Because what if they could tell? What if they could tell they weren't one of my close friends? Mm. I'm not as worried about me picking you as a close friend. I'm much more worried about me not picking somebody as a close friend.
Yeah.
Or can I make it even worse for me? Because you know how I am,
mm-hmm.
right?
I do.
Sometimes I get in my own head. What if I think I'm your close friend and you don't think I'm your close friend?
You are crushed.
Do you realize how bad that would hurt my feelings?
Yes, it would.
And it sounds petty and silly. But like if I see that somebody that I kind of know or somebody who's followed me forever has unfollowed me, it still bothers
you're
me.
You're done.
I'm like, why would they do that? I don't do anything offensive. I don't post too much.
Yeah.
Why did you unfollow me?
So maybe it's too much. Don't get involved.
You think it's too much?
For you, it's definitely too much.
Will you do it?
Probably not.
Because think about this. Can you imagine if you have a close friends list and you think you're sending something funny to your close friends, but you click the wrong button at the bottom because it pops up at the bottom, like send your story to your close friends or send your story to everybody. What if you post something that maybe not everybody should see, but you hit the wrong button?
I'm not even going to try.
I'm deleting Instagram today. It's not worth it, I'm telling you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. And Kelly, it's time.
It is.
It's the moment you've been waiting for. We have front row floor seats to WWE Live. It's the Road to WrestleMania Tour. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman, Sasha Banks, Finn Balor, Alexa Bliss, and you on the front row. Tickets don't go on sale until 10. Your chance to win front row tickets right now. Let's go to the phones and caller number 7. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Hey, this is Michael Booth.
Michael, how are you this morning?
All right.
Hey, we have WWE tickets to give away, and they're front row seats. Would you like the chance to win?
Yes, sir.
Are you a WWE fan?
Yes, sir.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Stone Cold.
Man. What?
What?
Hey, where are you from?
Marmaduke, Arkansas.
All right, we have your chance to win, but you got to play WWE No and Go Trivia. 2 out of 3 falls. That means you need to get 2 of these 3 questions correct, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Kelly, question number one.
This WWE superstar is known for her bubbly attitude and her catchphrase, "I'm a hugger." Who is she?
Bailey.
Bing! We have one. You only have to win one more fall to win front row WWE tickets. All right. This WWE superstar asks that you silence your cell phones and hold your applause before he sings his songs in the middle of the ring. Who is this WWE superstar?
Elias.
Hey, there you go!
Good job!
Congratulations, you have done it. You are going to sit on the front row for WWE Live.
All right, man, that's awesome.
And you won the tickets before you could even buy them, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you going to take with you?
Just my wife.
That's a good idea. Yell out the station hooking you up with those WWE tickets.
107.9 K-Fan.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner and Baby Stormy. And man, it's kind of a wild story because if you thought the other Kardashian Jenners might have been divas, man, Kylie, she gets it pretty cool, right? So she's out on tour with Travis Scott, and they take Baby Stormy with them. Baby Stormy is just a little baby. But Baby Stormy gets her own dressing room in every venue they go to.
Wow.
So if they were going to play First National Bank Arena, there would be a Stormy Scott dressing room.
Wow.
Madison Square Garden, the same thing. And Kylie also says that when they're out on tour, they can't just get by with getting one hotel room. They have to get two. So there's one for the family, and the second room is for hair, makeup, and wardrobe. So it must be pretty nice to be Kylie Jenner.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So she didn't end up making it down the aisle with Pete Davidson, but she is getting a little bit of a bride moment with help from her new video that's going to come out today, Thank You Next. She posted a behind-the-scenes teaser of the music video yesterday, and it shows her in a wedding dress with her real-life best friends as her bridesmaids. They're going to have, basically, it's going to have Mean Girls, Bring It On, from the movies, yeah. Scenes from that. And then a source says Ariana's doing really well, and she's happy about the success. This song is huge right now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So if you want to check out the teaser, head to the BBITN blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And Gotcha Gossip on a weekend wedding. It looks like Nick Jonas will be getting married over the weekend. So he and his fiance Priyanka are going to get married on Sunday. Family has already arrived, so it looks like a pretty much confirmed deal that Nick Jonas gets married over the weekend. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we Gotcha Gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That is K-Fine Heritage. That's Brad Paisley in Little Moments. I'm Casey Kate.
That's what you sounded like.
All right, 845 in K-Fine Country. So it's weird to think that one man can influence an entire industry, an entire business, mm-hmm. a worldwide economic leader, the business of Starbucks.
Yeah.
So David the Barrel Boy, unfortunately, has impacted their business, not in a positive way.
Oh, no.
But in a way that for him is a major negative.
Well, what did he do?
So there's a report out this morning that Starbucks is going to start blocking adult content from their Wi-Fi at their restaurants. And rumor has it, from what you told me, it's because of David.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure that that's true. I have not been there with him because we don't hang out outside of work.
It's alleged. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. It's all because of David the Barrel Boy. So, I mean, just be aware of that if you have Wi-Fi in your business.
Yes.
Anisha.
He will take advantage.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly mentioned at times we've all probably borrowed something from work.
Right.
Right. And some of the items that people will borrow aren't that big of a deal. Like, I think it's probably budgeted that we're going to borrow some things.
Yeah.
Like pens and pencils.
Right.
Most people have taken a pen or a pencil from work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you always provide your own pens or do you go and look for a pen?
Right.
When's the last time you personally bought pens?
Within the last probably 4 months.
I bet it's been 10 years since I've bought pens.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a work perk.
Pens.
I don't need a bonus. I just need more pens.
Okay.
It's one of those things. They say notepads and stationery. People borrow those.
Yeah.
I bet envelopes would be up there.
Yep.
Printer paper. You ever borrow printer paper?
Needed some at home one time?
Yep.
You didn't want to get...
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't want to buy any?
I wouldn't take a ream out of here.
Oh, I thought you said that.
I'd be worried about a ream of paper.
A ream.
They say that about, 20% of people have stolen printer paper. Staplers. Ever took a stapler home?
No.
About 8% of people have taken a stapler home. Other things include like coffee mugs, silverware, maybe something you accidentally took.
Right, yeah.
What's the biggest thing you've ever taken from work?
Gosh.
Just confess.
Even
if you want to go back in the old days, what have you taken?
The old days.
You were a kleptomaniac back then.
Brandon.
Isn't that the reason you left a couple places?
No.
You had a problem. All sticky fingers Perry over here.
That's not true. Have you ever taken anything?
I think the worst thing, but always, because I'm afraid like there's cameras around or something.
Of course.
So I always like, hey, you mind if I take a couple of these tailgate beers home?
Well, I was going to say probably I bet one of ours would be food, but they always leave it out for us anyway. So that's not really.
No, we're stealing it publicly. I'm a public stealer. I'm not going to steal from behind your back. I'm going to steal from right in front of your face.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Big news from Luke Combs.
She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me.
I like that song.
Ladies, if you have a crush on Luke Combs, unfortunately, he's no longer available. He posted the announcement on social media yesterday that he popped a question to his longtime girlfriend, Nicole, and she said yes, and a wedding date's probably going to be later than sooner because he's going to go on tour next year.
Yeah.
But the photo is really pretty. It looks like it's in Hawaii. But to see the engagement picture, head to the BBI10 blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
I did some research on that photo and I actually learned that John Cobble took that photo in Hawaii.
Really?
He is a pilot. He owns Ultimate Air. He does brick and stone. And I believe he's also now a photographer.
For the stars.
That is what happens when you go to Hawaii.
Amazing.
You look up John Cobble. Okay. How about this? Gotcha gossip. Well, kind of. Country music news on, well, a birth. And I'm a little bit, I'm torn because this one is one that touches close to home.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should say congratulations to Jana Kramer and her husband, Mike.
I got the first kiss, she'll get the last.
So Jana and Mike She's welcomed baby number two, Jace Joseph Cawson. Baby number two. The picture is up right now. If you want to go check it out, it's a pretty cute photo, and it brings back all these, you know, for me, like when Kai was born and swaddling him with those hospital blankets. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
Well, this weekend on your telly, 7 o'clock tonight, Lifetime. We love watching Lifetime movies. Me and my friends.
Right.
Melissa Joan Hart stars in A Very Nutty Christmas. It's always really cute Christmas story, and it kind of gets you in the, you know, the mood for Christmas.
Right.
Saturday Night Live, 10:30 tomorrow night. Claire Foy hosts with musical guest Anderson .Paak. Sunday Night Football, 7 o'clock on NBC. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the LA Chargers. Sunday at 7, we also have on CBS a sneak peek of Garth live at Notre Dame.
Ooh,
that'll be
sweet.
Good. And then also on Sunday at 9 on ABC, Brandon, I know you were telling me you were excited about this. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show Holiday Special.
Oh, my goodness.
Performances by Halsey, Bebe Rexha, The Chainsmokers, Rita Ora, Kelsey Ballerini, and Shawn Mendes. And then on Late Night Tonight, Dolly Parton is going to be on Jimmy Fallon.
All right, there you go. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.